Unit 6C, Grammar in Use. Exercise 3, page 95.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Winner Takes It All. I'm your host, Monty Wise, and here in the studio with me are two new contestants, Monica Goodall and Tony Roundwell. Welcome to you both. This week our subject is World Monuments. You get 5 points for each correct answer. You're not nervous, are you? Good. Now, Monica, it's your turn. For 5 points, when was the Eiffel Tower built?
In 1898.
Correct. Tony, for 5 points, what is the Taj Mahal in India made of?
Red sandstone?
Sorry, no. Monica?
White marble, I think.
Yes, Monica. Why were the Egyptian pyramids built?
Oh, that's easy. As a monument to the gods.
No, I'm afraid not. I'll have to ask Tony.
They were built as tombs for the pharaohs.
That is correct. Tony, for 5 points, which famous monument can be seen from almost every part of the city? The Acropolis in Athens or the Colosseum in Rome?
The Acropolis in Athens.
Yes. Let's move on. Monica, it is estimated that 2 to 3 million people died while building a monument. Was it Stonehenge or the Great Wall of China?
Pass.
Tony?
Sorry, I don't know.
The answer is the Great Wall. Now, hands on your buzzers. Machu Picchu in Peru and Uluru in Australia are both famous sites. Which one is endangered by tourism? Monica, you rang your buzzer first.
I think it's Machu Picchu.
Correct. And the last question in this round goes to you, Monica. According to legend, which famous building will be destroyed if the ravens ever leave it?
Is it Dracula's home in Romania? What's the name of it? Bran Castle?
Not Bran Castle. Do you know the answer, Tony?
Yes, it's the Tower of London.
Correct answer, Tony. That means this round ends in a tie. Let's see who's going to win the next round. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.